You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. Audius Extra. Dating sucks. 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 Absolutely. Unequivocally. Undeniably. Fucking sucks.
Tell us how you really feel. Damn.
Question mark. I'm your man, Big B. I got the Dating Sucks crew with me today. Dating Sucks crew today is Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Feliz Año Nuevo! Hola! Hi, everybody. I missed you. Happy New Year.
Shout out Palmetto Moonshine. We have, from the world tour, Mr. Diego.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year to you. And I got some heavy shit for you. You're not going to like it, but some heavy shit.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm.
And it's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
All right. Well, welcome? Question mark? We're getting off to an interesting start already.
Rather explosive.
Right. And we just got here.
And we just got here. Literally.
Right.
All right.
I missed you guys.
I know, right?
Hopefully the deepsters missed us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We ain't getting no new questions, but still.
I'm just assuming that everybody out there is just loving on each other and fucking heartily because, you know.
It's almost Valentine's Day. That ain't happening.
Really? It's a new year, so I'm sure a lot of boos and booettes have switched up during the new year.
But I'm saying, isn't this the time where you kind of lock down on a little something and
try.
Get that little extra warmth in the winter?
And yeah, it's still winter time. I mean, it's not, you know, you release them during the spring. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But if you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, don't you kind of, you know, before, somewhere around February 1st, 8th, you're like, I got something to do over here.
Can I go visit your mom in Tennessee?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I thought your mom lived in Virginia. What?
She moved.
Right. Wait. Anyway.
Yeah. That's what happens, y'all. So, Queen, you want to navigate this ship?
All right, let's kick it off. Well, this is a question we've had for a minute. So let's just, you know, start with something light before we, you know, go to the heavy. Let's see. If you can't attend your mate's function, would it be okay if they took a friend of the opposite sex?
Yes. Yes, I think so. I mean, as long as you haven't fucked him and he's a friend and I've met him. In other words, I have shaken his hand and looked him in the eye and and let him know that if you even think about fucking my girl, I'm going to fuck you up. Yeah. And other than that, then yeah, it's fine.
All those stipulations.
Right.
Me? I think it would be okay. But like, just like Diego said, I would have to have met her. Somebody, hopefully somebody maybe from the job that has a man. And, you know, and I know everything's okay.
You know, people in relationships cheat too, right?
Well, they do. But, I mean, you can't run after everybody. I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, hey.
You have to trust your mate.
Yeah.
And I think that's the bottom line. You have to trust mm-hmm. your mate. And she said, you know, just a friend. You don't have to take her at her word until she proves otherwise that it's not.
Right.
You just said a whole bunch of other stuff first, though, Diego.
No, but I'm just saying, no, I have no problem with that, but you still got to trust your mate also. I mean, if mm-hmm. she says, hey, I'm going out with Bob, and Bob and I are just good friends, and I met
Bob. No, there were other stipulations on that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also, I met Bob and mm-hmm. everything like that. You can't just bring no random motherfucker that I don't know.
Hey, this is about John. Yeah.
If his name is Bob, I need to see his driver's license. And make sure that's just not a nickname y'all got for each other, because that nigga's head game is real.
Oh,
right, right.
Gosh. So, yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, it goes along with the other stuff, too. But, I mean, it's still, at the end of the day, you have to trust your mate. You
can't be trying to follow him and hide behind cars and shit. Right.
Yeah. You know, that sounded real good. but you know what?
You say no.
Let's be real. It's a lot of insecure people out there, and it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will flat out say, hell fuck nah, it's not mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You need to attend that function and let them know that your baby couldn't make it tonight. You know, she wasn't feeling well. She had a project due, something, whatever. So, I mean, shit. I mean, I think in a normal world, in a controlled setting, we would all love to say, yeah, of course it's all right to go hang out with a friend and da-da-da.
Right.
But I think 98% of the time, it's going to be a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how do you navigate that hurdle? You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all going to sit there bickering up till the point it's time to leave about what's going down? You going to lie and do it anyway? I mean... Well, it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, but don't you? I mean, if you go out, this guy say, hey, you know, I met this guy, and you know, he's a friend of mine. Whatever, it could be a coworker from work or whatever the case may be. A really good friend. I mean, because you know, your wife or your significant other have male friends and female friends. So mm-hmm. if you met him, you shook his hand, you know what the deal is. You're gonna have to kind of go along with her word, and you know, say, okay, I trust you, because that's what it comes down to. It's like right. I trust you. Mm-hmm. To keep things on the up and up. Now,
so. I think, like, let's say if I had a mate or whatever, I think she wouldn't have a problem if I said, hey, me and Queen, you know, Queen gonna roll with me, you know, mm-hmm. since you're not able to make it or whatever. I don't think she'd have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Sonya friends too. I think she'd be like, oh, hell the fuck nah. That ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? So I think that also plays a part as to the level of, you know, like you said earlier, the level right. of comfort in which,
right.
mm-hmm.
you know, your mate has with the person that you're taking.
Right.
That's true.
You know, and so.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it depends on how this person is your friend. If it's mm-hmm. someone that you know, you're just strictly platonic friends, and that's just the way it is. But if you have fucked this person at one yeah. any given time,
so are you going to ask them and say, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to ask.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah, you ask.
So you're going to ask, hey,
have you seen this nigga's dick?
or have you?
And I'm talking about why you on your knees. Have you seen this nigga's dick? If that's the case, no, you're not going out with him.
and Quinn, I want you to write this down, because that actually leads to another question that needs to be asked. Just because you fuck someone, does that automatically cancel them out as ever being just your friend?
Mm. Yes, it does.
Mm.
So, I mean, hold that. But
yeah, hold that question. That's a good question. That's a good one right there, B. That's a good one. Because I got a follow-up to that one.
Wait, what? What was the question?
just because you slept
with somebody does that automatically cancel them out as being a platonic friend?
Yeah.
I'm only if it was
bad. I'm going yes on that motherfucker.
I don't know. What if it was bad and you really have no interest in that person?
I'm sorry. Still, it's like, no, you were already fucked. Mm. Once you fucked, it is no. You can't be friends no more.
Dang, I got to cut out a lot of people.
All right then. What, bad fucks?
Do you want me just to edit that? Oh, yeah, edit that.
Yeah, you might want to edit that.
You might want to let Boo not listen to this episode.
That's a good question, though. That is really a good question. You know, that's a good question. We jump on that one, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of gets into a segue that I want later on, but go ahead. I digress.
All right, well, let's see. Let me answer this. Yeah, I was going to say, let me answer. I mean, you actually kind of hit it where I was going to say, because I have a lot of guy friends where it really is just a platonic relationship. There's nothing to it. You know, we've never seen each other's privates or, you know, or whatever. So, and I look at it from the perspective of, let's say, someone that they're dating. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have a lot of guy friends where it's like their girlfriends or wives or whatever, you know, they've trusted me and they're saying, you know, like if there was an outing that it's like, oh, cool, I can't go, but it's cool if you go with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally fine with that, you know. So I guess it depends on, you know, like Diego saying too, it's like, have I met this person? You know, how do we vibe? You know, because I've met the friends or the friends or the girlfriends or the wives or, and we, you know, we vibe very well. And you can kind of tell the dynamic between me and the, mm-hmm. and the guy, that it's not anything sexual or, just, you know, there's just nothing there but a friendship. You know what I'm saying? You know, there are those people where you can just automatically tell there's nothing there but a friendship. Mm-hmm. So I would say if my significant other or my mate was cool with someone like that, and I can tell that there's nothing there, I'd be fine with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but also, Sonya, you said it's like if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat. Right. So if you tell me you're cool with, you know, Jill, and I'm like, all right, you cool with Jill? Cool. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go out and Jill's, or maybe Jill could be even be your work wife.
Right.
Because, you know, people do have those, you know, those titles, work wife, work mm-hmm. husband, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't go, but your work wife, because this, you know, a work event is going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, so I got to be cool with you going, because, I mean, you see Jill every day anyway.
Right.
You know, so if something's going to pop off between y'all, it's going to pop mm-hmm. off between y'all.
Right.
You know, so it really does, as y'all said, it does boil down to trusting the person you're with, because if there's no trust, then there's no relationship. That's, you know, true. And then you might as well just let it go. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, so we're gonna move on to the next question.
No trust, no peace.
Hey, yeah. All right, so this was a question actually I saw in another group, so I kind of stole it because I thought it was a great question. Would you relocate to another country for love?
I'm going to go with no. I ain't locating shit for no love.
Okay.
I mean, they can come here and be with me, but nah, I'm not going to another country for no love. That's just too much of a curve I have to overcome. And so, you know, deal so with
real love.
Now, no, it all depends. Now, if they're rich and I'm in love with them, yeah, I can definitely go.
That's not even love.
That's love.
No, that's not.
That's a love of money. But it's still love.
Can't take it.
But the bottom line, but no, for me going over to another country and learning the language and all that, and, you know, trying to find a job and all the other they're going to have to come here. No.
So it's okay for them to relocate for love, but not you?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think for me it would depend. In my present state, no, because, you know, I have a little one and I'm not going to uproot her and, you know, what have you. Now, unless it was a situation like maybe that person was here, let's say if it was maybe a military situation or something and they were here and we met and we dated and, you know, maybe we're on the verge of getting married or what have you, and then she got restationed or something. Okay, I'd maybe start to consider that. But I think a big part of it would, like Diego said, have to do with money, but more of what my financial situation is. If I could go over there and live comfortably, until I got my feet together, and even if it didn't work, get myself back and get back on my feet once I got back. You know, all those things will definitely play a part, but I think me having a 14-year-old, I don't think I could do that. Ooh, right,
she's
now.
She's 14. Wow.
I know, right?
So weird.
All these things are growing and stuff. Oh,
mm, that's weird. Sorry. That just threw me off, but anyway.
Well, I could do it for love. I could, because, you know, if I'm considering moving, we are in love, and we are talking about we are like engaged. I mean, I'm not going to just move with somebody who I'm just dating, you know what I mean? But it would definitely have to be totally serious, and, you know, and I mean, I would do it. But of course you plan. Like, you don't just run out there and just be like, okay, I'm here, no job, no, you know, that's a total planning, at least a year or two planning thing. Period. You know, you find your job before you get there and all that other stuff. But yeah, I certainly will. I certainly would do that. I certainly would. And learn the language and everything. I'd be like, I'll be talking French and everything.
What if it's Africa?
Africa's
and the only
beautiful
language you had to learn is.
and I'd be a ass for love. Yes, I would.
You're ridiculous. Okay, so let me ask now, not to call y'all old, but let's say if you were maybe like 15 years younger, 20 years younger.
Okay.
Would it change anything for you?
No.
Nope. I probably would jump at the chance a lot quicker than even now.
No, it wouldn't change for me. Because, you know, I've traveled, and I love other countries. I mean, especially Italy. I love, have a fondness for Italy. But honestly, there's no place like home. So, no. They would have to come here and learn to deal with it.
I think home is where the heart is.
No, I mean, no. Home is where it is. And I mean, and like I said, I traveled abroad and everything like that. And to me, it's no place like the good old US of A and all the racism and all the bigotry and all the other bullshit that comes with it. But it's still home.
See, so the reason why I say home is where the heart is because, see, I'm from Puerto Rico and here. So when I go to Puerto Rico, that's home. And when I'm here, it's home. I feel no difference when I go there. I don't know. Don't do it. Don't do it. It still doesn't matter. It's still not. It's still not the same. But I mean, when I go, I feel like I'm home. So it's just, like I said, home is where the heart is. It depends on where your heart is.
I mean, but when you go, you come back.
Well, true, but I could definitely live there, though.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I could move for love, because I feel like no matter where we moved, I more than likely could probably find a school where I could teach English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. I have a friend who totally moved to Paris, and she teaches English and also teaches wine classes there. And she is like flourishing and living her best life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, has taken to learning French. And anyway, it's like you go abroad, you find that most countries, they speak English. Now, granted, it's not like American English, but I mean, you know, it's British or English, England English,
mm-hmm.
which was really, yeah, I learned that. I was like, oh, it's not really about us. It's not. Okay. Well, whatever. It's fine. But I can still understand. It's cool. But you know, so I think so. Like, it sometimes it's like, you know, you why not? Sometimes you got to take a chance. Nobody says you can't come home.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, who's to say you won't get over there and, you know, and live your best life and live like, you know, like a king or a queen over in another country? Like, you know, maybe here you might be living all right, mm-hmm. but you might get over there, you know, and live your best life, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe you may find love after you retire and you getting them coins from your retirement.
Oh, that's different.
And, you know, and you move over to another country and then find another, you know, another job and you're still living your best life. But I kind of feel like it, you know, would be harder for a guy to do something like this,
mm-hmm.
because I think, like you guys were saying, it's like your comfort level,
mm-hmm.
monetarily speaking, I don't think, you know, you would be good with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can speak, having traveled with Diego, his sense of direction would get him lost and he would end up in another country than he started out in. So I could see why he would have a little bit of trepidation moving to another country. But oh, I mean, but really, like, all jokes aside, it's like, really, you go to another country and you find there's always somebody that can speak English. It may be broken English, but they can speak English, and they have apps, and there's Google Maps, and, you know, there are other ways to get around, you know, get around it. So I don't see, you know, why not?
You know. I think it'd be, like you said, like Queen said, it's easier for a woman to just kind of, you know, pick up and go than a man, because, you know, our worth is based on, is predicated on our worth, mm-hmm. and how we can contribute to the family household, and, you know, and making that and building that and everything like that. So it definitely would be harder. And if she's rich, I'm there, baby.
I mean, she still hold the purse string, so.
That's right. Right, though, but I'll be sitting there rubbing those tootsies. Anything else you need, baby? Was the water too hot?
Oh, Lord. So that's what that mostly would be about. So you can move if she had the,
if she had,
you know,
yeah,
the,
she had those coins. Yeah. Like, baby, is anything else again? Huh? Can I rub your bunions?
Oh, no. So you wouldn't have a problem being in another country, not being able to speak the language, not having hold or control of the purse strings, but as long as she had money, you'd be good.
Yeah,
be
only,
okay.
only word I would know, I would learn in the language is yes, dear.
Okay.
Yes, dear.
All right. Well. All right. Well. I will try to remember to post this question on Facebook because I'm interested to see what other people would think about this question. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Laying here, girl, wondering if I am on your mind. Cause when you're gone, it seems the clock is never kind. I wake in the morning yearning to kiss your lovely face, only to find it is the pillow my lips embrace. Now what can I do when happiness I finding you, girl. Has it been rain on my parade every minute of each hour of each day that you're not around? My heart just wears a frown.
Hey.
Welcome back to In Deep Show's IDS Extra. Dating sucks.
Sucks like a motherfucker.
Okay. Question mark? Question mark? Apparently, exclamation point for B today. So, if you have any questions you want us to ask, indeepshow@yahoo.com. You want to leave a voicemail, which I know most people don't feel comfortable. But if you do, maybe one day you're drinking some wine in your tub and you're relaxing and you're like, you know what? I'm going to leave this message. 202-750-1437. All right. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Diego. And we're going to see how this goes. So he has a question for us and for you.
Okay. How would you feel if your wife or a husband is still friends with someone they used to be in a relationship with? I'm talking about close friends. They texting all the time. Giggity, giggity, giggity. You know? You don't know about the person. You never met them. Okay, for some reason, they still
texting. You're doing a lot. I know. Okay, give me that back. See what happens when I turn over the mic? Anyway, so in case you forgot, the question he asked you was, how would you feel if your wife or husband is still friends with someone they used to be in a relationship with? Giggity, giggity.
Thank you, Queen. Oh. I wasn't ready for that. I think first and foremost the problem is if it's a situation that I don't know about, if it's a situation that, like, you know, the part about you guys used to be in a relationship was omitted, I think first and foremost that is an issue. It's not being transparent in your dealings. So off the break, it gives people pause to be uncomfortable. So therefore, yeah, I would definitely have an issue with it. If, you know, I do understand that sometimes people make a go at relationships and it don't work, and you just find out that you're actually probably better friends than lovers. And so you fall back into that mode. But if that's the case, that's something that you should stand by and be forthright about in your dealings with that person and your wife, husband, what have you. But I don't think...
I'm sorry.
I tiptoe on the line of it, of you standing so hard that... you sacrifice what you have for the sake of. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the water gets a little bit muddy.
For the sake of the marriage, like, or the,
like,
friendship?
Or? For your marriage. Okay. I don't think it's something where it's like, you know, well, I'm just going to throw the marriage away to just, be, you know, keep my buddy around. Mm-mm. You know, that's where the water gets muddy. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think it's one of those situations where time will sort of tell and sort of heal all wounds. And maybe, you know, maybe that person, maybe you guys were good friends, but you were good friends because you were in a space that accommodated being friends. And maybe once you have your husband, your wife, and you, you know, your soulmate, and they become your best friend, maybe that space will be overtaken and, you know, you guys will sort of fall back to a, you know, a check-in buddy, like, hey, what's been going on? I haven't talked to you in 8 months, and da-da-da, and maybe that would be fine, but.
And I was going to say the same thing. I was like, because if you all giggity-giggity with somebody else, I mean, your wife is supposed to be your best friend. So I want to know what the hell is so funny, because you ain't giggling with me, so what the hell? So I don't think, I mean, and first of all, if that's really your friend, she's going to respect your relationship and your marriage. She's not going to be trying to text you all the time and trying to, you know, I was watching the show, it's so funny. Mm-mm. Get your own friend, another friend, and text them. Because as a woman,
you kind of know what you're doing in a way. I mean, some women purposefully, you know, they like do little things like that. Like even if they say, oh, well, we're just friends, but still, like, you know, when you kind of overstepping your bounds and you're really being too friendly and you're too kind of intrusive and you're calling every day. And look, there's nothing that you have to say to a person's another person's husband every damn day. Okay. Now, unless that's your supervisor at work. So, yeah, no, I think it's inappropriate. I don't think it's good. I think for the sake of your marriage, you have to do away with those things, you know. And like you said, just be like, hey, what's up? You know, maybe once, twice a month, whatever. How's the kids? And call it a day.
Well, I'm just going to say that you don't need to say shit. Because I'm just saying like me. Okay? If I'm married to my wife and she's still carrying on a motherfucking conversation.
I'm married to my wife.
And she's still carrying on a conversation with a nigga she used to fuck. No, it's gonna be a problem.
Oh yeah, no,
it's gonna be smoke in the city.
I know.
What if they didn't have sex and they were just friends?
No. I'm talking about. You know, you used to fuck this nigga.
I just said, what if they didn't and they were just friends?
Well, I better know about it. I better know about this guy. You just gonna be sneaking, sending text messages to some random motherfucker, and I don't know who he is. And I haven't shook his hand.
I think you would still have a problem with it, even if you did shake his hand, if he was always on her phone.
No. Because the bottom line, if you're just a friend, okay, you're a friend. Like, you know, Queen said before, you know who's a friend and who's laying in wait. You know those
right,
people.
Right.
But if I know for a fact that you and this dude used to smash, and then all of a sudden you still friends with him, and we're married, oh, it's going to be a motherfucking misunderstanding if I find out. I'm going to tell you right now, okay?
But there's still people that you could still have chemistry with that you never sleep with, though.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what I mean? It's still someone.
Maybe chemistry is not the right word.
Or maybe attraction.
You can still have. No.
What is
no,
it?
No. You can't have no attraction with somebody.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
for
this situation, I think those two words are not
right. I said
what you want to use.
The question was, if the person in your wife or husband, okay, mm-hmm. used to have a relationship with, i.e. they smashed.
Okay.
Yeah. That the fact of the matter is, and they still texting each other and still kiki-kiki-keying and giggity-giggity and everything like that. And I don't know about this person. And even if I knew about this person, why the fuck are you still texting him? Because obviously you still have some type of connection with this person.
Right.
I'm going to be a little heated under the collar. And it's going to be smoke in the city.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
So, yeah, no, I have a big problem with that. No. You cut off all ties with that person. Hey, I'm married now. You had your opportunity to be with me as far as marriage or whatever. You forfeited that. Once we broke up and I'm married, that's it.
That's it.
You're not going to sit there and be having these sidebar conversations and everything like that, reminiscing and all that. No, we're done. So I think it's disrespectful to your marriage to continue on a conversation with someone you used to smash. I'm sorry. It's just wrong.
I agree.
So let me ask then, what if the person you used to date, y'all are like, okay, but you're still cool with like their brother or their sister or their mother and like y'all still text mm-hmm. each other.
You gotta cut it all. Everybody.
Like, you gotta cut
everybody's
all.
Dead.
Everybody's gone.
You know, because here's the thing about it. This is the way I look at it. If you and that person was so cool and so good and everything like that, y'all would have got married.
Right.
Sometimes it just don't work.
Too bad.
So send bye-bye.
Okay, and I say it like this. Because I have a really good friend that was my best friend before we started dating. And then after, you know, then we got to a point where we realized this relationship is not for us. Unless stop dating or stop hanging out before we get it to a point where we're no longer friends. So anybody else, like I would say, you know, anybody that would start dating, I would say, okay, look, you got to meet this person because we're still cool. Now, granted, we don't text like we used to. We don't, you know, because he got busy. I got busy. So, but if I was to meet anyone and get into a relationship with them, I'd be like, yo, this is my friend. You know, this is my other friend. You know, these people I'm cool with. You know, one I've never, you know, hung out with like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this person used to be my best friend. We used to date. Mm-hmm. We no longer date. As a matter of fact, we haven't dated in, I want to say 10, 15 years. But we're still cool. And sometimes we randomly will hang out with each other. You know, and it's not like, and by randomly hang out, I mean like go to a restaurant or go have drinks with each other just to catch up and see what's what. You know, I check in and see how he's doing, how his mom is doing, you know, how his brother's doing, blah, 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 blah. You know, and like, I don't know, for me, like, I would personally have to say if I got into a relationship with anybody, I'm not going to cut that. I'm not going to cut that friendship off. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't, one, like I said, I don't think, especially now the way we are, it wouldn't be disrespectful. Whereas text messages all hours of the night anyway. Two, I don't think he would disrespect if he knew I was in a relationship that he would be like, oh, let me send her a text message at 3 o'clock in the morning, because unless it was an emergency, you know, emergency type of situation.
Well, let me ask this question. What if you were married and you told your husband the same scenario and you told him, oh, we used to be together, but we're not. We're good friends, da, 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 da. But he said, you know something? You're my wife. I don't care. I don't want you to have any dealings with him.
Well, I think those that would be a conversation. First of all, that would be a conversation we would have before we even got married.
Okay.
Thank you. You know if that saying? Person is legit,
yeah,
you should know about this person
right.
well like, before okay. Okay.
when we started,
you even thought about proposing
right.
to okay. this chick.
Right. Like when we were like dating and we started to get serious, I would be like, you know, and I knew, and not serious like, oh, tomorrow we're going to get engaged, but serious enough where I'd be like, you know what, this might turn into something special.
Right.
And I would want him to meet my guy friends. Like, I would be like, hey, this is my homie B. Okay. And this is, you know, and then, on the other side, you know, this is the guy I used to date. And we were dating for 10, 15 years. You know, we haven't dated in 10 or 15 years. And I want you to meet him too. You know, and then this guy, you know, is another really good friend. I mean, he's married now and, you know, he's whatever, whatever. So I would definitely introduce him to the guys in my life that are important to me. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't understand, and I'm sorry, if you can't understand people to me that are important to me, who have been there for me in my life, then I don't know, to me in the starting out, that would be a problem for me.
Well, see, here's the difference. What I'm saying is that's fine because you're introducing that up front. You're putting it up front.
Right.
The problem that I have, if you don't put that up front and you're kind of secretly going back, and that's the
problem
you're
being, if you're secretly, you're being shady.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So unless you're planning a surprise birthday party, goddamn secret shit is out the door.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So in your case, yeah, I can understand that you're like, you know something, hey, this is someone I've known. Yeah, we used to date a long time ago. It's like, it's, you know, I equate that to having an ex-husband. You know that you and your ex-husband used to do it back in the day and y'all was together. And then now you're not together anymore, but that's still your ex-husband.
Yeah, let's say I got kids. Fuck that.
Yeah,
kid
no, rocks. Well, I'm just saying, and he got, you know, you have kids together, so you have that. That's different. But as long as you put that up front. And what I'm saying is a lot of people who are doing things under the cover of darkness. And I think
You're shady.
Right, you're shady.
I mean, if you're doing it under the cover of darkness, as you say, you're shady. Right.
Yeah. And see, I'm going to go a step further than Queen, you know, because, you know, you said when you get to a point where you're going to introduce people. I don't give a fuck if I met you yesterday. You meeting Queen.
Right.
Before we even have dinner, break bread, do whatever, you need to understand who the fuck she is. And if it's a problem, then let's not waste each other's time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to waste no time to introduce you to my rocks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So fuck that.
Okay. I gotta say, this to me is just one of those things where I've heard situations and it's like, and in my mind, and I'm the most immoral motherfucker you ever want to meet. Okay.
And I mean, and it's serious because, you know, because it's like, you know, if you want to look into it, I mean, she's my emergency contact for my kids. She's on my beneficiary. She's, you know, she
hold
is.
Up, what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aww, that's what
she good. Is. You know, how much? Whatever. You know, all of that. Her name is on all of that.
That's what's up.
So understand that, and I understand. Like I said, as for the beneficiary thing, but you know, if you come into my life and you become that person, then of course we got you.
Right.
You know, that all makes sense and it's all in the rhyme and reason. But walking through the door, you're not kicking down doors talking about a new sheriff in town.
Right.
Right.
A lot of people do that, though.
I don't know you.
Right. But I think
that's, Queen working on 25 years, you, I just saw you at the bus stop.
Right.
Yeah, and I just say, and it's all, like I said, it's all about the being up and up. But if you sitting there and you're entertaining whomever, and your significant other don't know that you and this person had something, and y'all doing this little thing behind their back, stop the shadiness. And like I said, and I'm immoral, like I don't know what, but a certain boundaries.
Well, hello.
Yeah, I know, but a certain boundaries, I said to myself, I will not cross.
Which is very odd.
I know,
it's
right?
Like, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do that.
Right, because right. Right, that is not.
Right, right. It's, now it's that is just wrong.
It's like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with killing people.
Oh,
that's adults, but I won't kill children. So those boundaries are there. You have certain boundaries that you don't believe in doing.
I'm proud, Mary.
That's like the equivalent of, I've fucked everyone I kissed, but I haven't kissed everyone I fucked.
Pretty much the same thing, though. Huh? I don't kiss everybody.
Kissing is intimate.
Exactly. That means something.
Right.
That means I might like you or something.
But I go down on you, though.
Yep.
I just met you in this parking lot, but come on, let's get it. What in the world?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Those that are worthy.
No, you know that is a giggity.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity. Giggity.
As I start to sweat.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, that is just, what in the world? But anyway, I mean, I'm not going to co-sign what he was saying, but anyway, we get the point. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I guess it depends on the stage, you know, but from where you were talking about Diego, it's just, you know, it's just
it's just wrong.
Yeah, anyway,
stop doing it.
Don't
so
do it.
So for this next situation, man, I thank you so much for the person that sent this one in, because there's certain situations that I don't want to touch, because I always end up getting hate mail and looked at as a piece of shit or what have you.
Uh-uh. That's my job.
Diego.com, please send them. But
aren't you lucky?
I'm so glad that this person sent this in, because one thing I don't like to sort of interweave or cross lines of is religion.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
So this person called in, and he... Oh my God! I wanted to give him a hug, so I don't, you know, I feel for you, bro. But so we have a person that wrote in, and I'm not gonna remember every point, but I'm gonna just touch on what I can remember. Alcohol plays a part. So they were in a situation where they're dating someone, and things were going good, and they were moving along, and there were a couple opportunities that were predominantly led on by the lady in this situation. And he was cautious in going there in terms of being intimate and what have you, blah, blah, blah. And it came to a situation where when he was ready and he felt he was at a point where, okay, I think I'm ready to move forward with this, he was met with, I talked to my pastor, and, you know,
pastor,
I'm sorry. I talked to my pastor and, was pretty much advised against going there, and was sort of given sort of a, not really an ultimatum, but sort of a option of sorts to say, hey, you can stick around and, you know, ride this ship until, you know, we get married and we're able to get there. Mm. And so he's sort of in a conundrum of, one, he feels a bit betrayed. Mm-hmm. Because he was just sort of led all the way to this point only to say,
nope.
Yeah, it ain't going to be able to happen. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's like, you know, I don't want to look like a creep and be like, okay, being that I'm an exit stage left right now, you know, I'm going to be like, oh, see, you ain't, that's all you was here for type shit. And yeah, that comes up, they did. So, and yeah, so I guess he's sort of wanting to know from us, do we feel, is this something that needs to be put out on, like, right after, hello, my name is, this is what the situation is.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it needs to be put out very early on in the courting or what have you, that this is where I am, mm-hmm. and this is what the situation is. And I guess he asked a bunch of questions that I don't know if we can answer all of them. Then he was asking, you know, should he look at this as sort of a sense of a like a betrayal sort of setup, or is it just they came to a, you know, a come to Jesus moment and being like, oh God, I was about to go there and I shouldn't, and I'm sorry. And should that just be good? Like, okay, whew, I understand, you know, whatever, whatever. And then lastly, what should he do moving forward with this person? Mm. It was a lot. I kind of want to hug this dude. Mm-hmm.
So what's did I miss something?
No, I got so it.
There was a lot.
What's a conundrum? What's the problem?
Okay. Riddle, mystery wrapped in a riddle.
Right. Okay, so let me take this.
It's just a fucked up situation to deal with.
It is. All right, so let me tell you this. Okay, so first of all, I'm a little... I understand how he feels like he was a little bamboozled and then he has an issue because he loves her and he doesn't, like you said, he doesn't want to look like a creep. Like, oh.
Did he say, you say anything about love?
I don't know if he said love, but
well, he likes her. He likes her a lot. Okay. He likes her a lot. He likes her enough to realize that, okay, I'm ready to go, you know, I'm ready to go to this next step. Now, as a young lady, that needs to be put out in the beginning because that's me. So in the beginning, if I don't feel like that I am going to want to sleep with you, I put that out right away. Hey, look, we're cool. This is, you know, let's date. This is going good. It's not that I'm, you know, I'm like holier than thou. However, I like to know the person who I'm laying down with. So let's get to know each other first. Let me see who you are. I don't like to sleep with strangers. That's my motto. I don't sleep with strangers. You know, when we get to know each other and I don't put a time limit on it. I don't say, oh, it got to be 6 months, 5 months, 5 months. It doesn't. It depends on how much time we spend together, how comfortable I am around you, how comfortable I get being with you.
But remember in this situation, it's not about that. It's after marriage.
Right.
It's strictly okay. After marriage. No matter how comfortable we get and how much I want it.
I got you. Right. That's my thing. For her, that definitely should have been maybe not after the first date, maybe not after the second date, because you don't even know if you really like them yet. But once you see it getting serious, maybe after the maybe fourth, fifth date, look, I'm celibate and I'm saving my, so this way he can decide what, you took his options away from him. So he could decide, man, I don't know if I want to rock with this or not, because she's waiting. I don't even know if I'm ready to get married right now. How long, you know, so now what? I gotta ride with her until I decide to marry her? And it's like she kind of slipped it in there in the middle. So I don't know about that. I'm kind of feeling his, I mean, I get it. So now what do? You in it. Now you like her. Now you don't want to look like the creep. I say wait a little bit, see how she act, and then get ghost. That's what I think. But good.
Okay. I mean... Well, starting off, I think when you first go out with somebody, you don't have to discuss whether or not you're celibate on like the first date. I mean, that's just, you don't have to do that.
Not right away,
you know what I'm saying? There are just certain things you don't have to talk about on the first date. I mean, unless magically somehow you seem like the first date is just going so bomb and y'all are having, you know, so much chemistry and next thing you know, y'all kissing and next thing you know, y'all rubbing. Then yeah. you know, like before that, you get to that point, perhaps you should probably, you know, you should tell. But I don't think you have to say that on a first date. you know. I mean, because, you know, dates or dating is how, you know, you're getting to know you know, that person. So the only thing I would say for him is I would actually bounce, because initially she did the full court press where she was like, mm-hmm. I'm interested. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't interested. Yeah. Or, well, I won't say he wasn't interested. He just wasn't ready yet. For whatever reason, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. And so by the time where it's like, maybe he was just that person where he felt like he needed to get to know her a little bit better before they slept together, maybe. And then, you know, now she's, you know, turns around, she's, you know, talked to her, her got religious, because I mean, that's not a nice way to say it. Mm-mm. But she did. She talked to her pastor or her preacher or whatever, and, you know, thought, okay, maybe this is not the best way. And then I'm low key side eyeing them, because I'm like, what's the pastor or the preacher's intention for telling them not to sleep with a dude? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, all of a sudden, like, where you come from? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, is she reading like a stupid Steve Harvey book where it's like, hold on to the cookies for 90 days and now she on a 90 days thing? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever her reasons are, she clearly has a reason that she's decided to pull up. And maybe it could be she's not into you or not attracted to you. And that's why she's pulling up and she's going to just take you on a ride with her. Or maybe she's like, maybe if I don't sleep with him this, you know, for this relationship, you know, maybe the other dude she slept with on the first, second, third date, maybe this dude, she's like, I'm not going to sleep with him. I'm going to get to know him. That way, maybe we can lead towards marriage, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's like, wait, what? When we 2 seconds ago, we was about to do it. Now we're not. But I don't know. I mean, normally I would be the person that's like, oh, guy, just hang in there, mm-hmm, and see what happens and everything will be great. Nah, bounce. Yeah. Because something's not right with her. Mm-mm. Because if you all gung-ho in the beginning and all of a sudden you pumping brakes, mm-hmm, there's something that's not being said. And it don't have to, you know what I'm saying? And it don't have nothing to do, like, we're not going to pin this on the Lord. There's some reason why she pumped the brakes on you. Okay. And you don't know what it is unless you know, I don't know. She probably really is not going to tell you. I would just honestly, unless you are in like, I'm 5 seconds off of being in love with this woman and I can wait, then other than that, I would bounce. There's too many women out here, you know, and I'm not saying there's too many women out here. You could just sleep with the next one. But I mean, technically you could, but I'm just saying there are just too many women out here. You can have a different, you know, type of relationship or the relationship that you want to have with them out here for you to have to deal with whatever this woman is going through. So,
okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. He's like, and
no, right. No. First of all, nigga.
Oh no,
nigga.
Oh,
see, it's niggas like you.
Oh my,
to make it easy for niggas like me.
Oh boy,
and I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, she's full of shit. For every bitch that ever said, "Oh, I'm celibate," that's the same bitch who'd be juggling my nuts in the car. Okay, because that's bullshit. Let me just tell you right now. I talked to my minister, and he said, "And right now we should hold, nigga." Don't believe that bitch. That bitch is gargling someone's nuts. Trust that. Okay? You just happen to be the simple motherfucker who's buying that shit. I'm just telling you right now.
Welp.
You just buying that shit. She just happened to get a simp. Because that's what you are. You're being a simp.
Mm-mm.
Who's buying the bullshit. Like I said, for every bitch I'm talking about. First of all, who the fuck say I'm celibate? For right. every woman
People are celibate.
I know that.
That is an actual thing.
I know that, but honestly, for sure, I've been with.
I've been celibate. Yeah, but
You don't go and broadcast it. See, that's what's different. When a woman broadcasting that she's celibate,
what do you mean by broadcast? I'm sorry to cut in on you.
Like on a first date, she's talking about, "Well, I'm celibate." That just means that she ain't trying to gargle your nuts. That's all. I've been with every woman talking about. Well, I mean, the first date we dating and everything. Oh, I'm celibate. I'm like, sure you are. You go to get on these nuts, okay? So the bottom line is, she found
you probably nuts fascinating. I don't understand.
I would say you gotta suck a dick. You gotta juggle the nuts. That's all I'm saying. Ain't nothing worse than someone sucking your dick without taking care of your nuts. I mean, what the fuck is all that? That's a whole package down there. Get all of it. So, what I'm saying is that she's lying to you. She just fired you. You're the simple guy that she said, I'm going to sell this bullshit to, and I talk to my minister. Oh, what minister are you talking to? I want to fuck my boyfriend, but.
That's true.
Come on. No chick is going to talking to their minister like that. Nobody got no relationship with their minister like that.
That's not true.
Unless the minister got them on the bending them over the desk and go, so what you doing tonight? What you doing is, well, I've been thinking about giving it to my boyfriend. I don't think that's a good idea right now.
Okay.
You know, so the bottom line is this.
Let's keep in mind Diego's saying this.
So the bottom line is, she's lying to you. What you need to do is tell that bitch to bounce. There's too many good women out there who's not going to bullshit you and stand on that bullshit talking about, well, I'm going to give it to my husband and everything. When you've been giving it to everybody motherfucking else. So all of a sudden now you've been fucking everybody else. And now I got to wait for your pussy. Bitch, are you out of your goddamn mind? You've been fucking since you've been fucking, and now I gotta wait. All of a sudden, I'm the lucky prize winner. I'm the lottery winner who's waiting on your pussy.
Shout out
Fuck
to Moonshine.
That. I'm gonna sample those goods before I get to marry you, because the bottom line is why I'm the lucky lottery winner and shit when you've been fucking everybody else. So, bottom line, dude, I'm gonna tell you something, okay? Listen to Uncle L. Listen to Uncle L and say the bottom line is this. Look, Uncle D, move on from that tired bitch, because she is basically lying to you. Move on. You sound like a really good dude, and you deserve a good woman who's not going to bullshit you. Mm-hmm. And trust me, dude, unless she's a virgin, okay? She's been gargling nuts. She's just not gargling your nuts right now. And why would you want to deal with a woman who's bullshitting you? All of a sudden, now that I done found Jesus. Shit, Jesus has been around for years. You just found him? Bitch, step the fuck on. Don't fall for the bullshit. You sound like a nice guy. You need to tell that bitch to step.
Shit, I don't even want to answer this motherfucking question.
You haven't even answered yet?
Oh. I don't even want to touch this one. Wow. Let me let the smoke from the napalm clear.
Yeesh.
You know what? Real is real. There was a lot of different views. And you know what? I know we, listeners, in case you don't know, we do not share questions amongst each other because we want organic answers. And so, you know, afterwards, I would love to let you guys read the entire email. There's so many twists and turns and what have you with this one. And it's just so much more to it. I could only give you what I could, you know, even if I were to just pull up the email and read it, there's just so much to it. But, I mean, the only thing that I can say is, you know, you know, when you start dealing with religion, it's such a slippery slope, and there's so many twists and turns, and what's okay one second is not the next, and it's, you know, there's you know, to some there's a lot of hypocrisy involved, and it's just it's tough, and for someone that is not as engulfed in the word as the person that they're attempting to be with, and from my experience, you're setting yourself up for a lot of potential heartache. One of the words that I hate to hear most from people that are just so spiritual or whatever is evenly yoked. You know, to me, that whole terminology is bullshit, because when you think about, you know, two oxes or whatever that are evenly yoked that are plowing the field, time to time, one of those oxes get tired and the other one pulls harder. And because they're yoked, he pulls more than their fair share of the burden until the other one gets up to speed and helps out. So in a relationship, you know, you're not going to be evenly yoked at all times. There's going to be times where there's unbalance and you're going to have to pull more than your fair share until that other person gets up to speed. And just when you think you're cute, you might stumble and trip and that person might have to carry you for a little while. So to hell with all the evenly yoked shit. But at the same time, it's like, I think the only time where that sort of comes into real play is in a situation like this, when you're just really getting started and you understand fully each other's value and you have a complete respect for each other's values and you make it clear from the onset that this is the path that we're on and this is where we're going. And it's not to say that even once you have that understanding, there might not be a hiccup or a moment of passion where you just say, I just can't take it. And it happens. And then you have to repent the next morning or what have you. But going in, I think you need to be on the same page. You need to have that understanding. You need to be like, this is what we're doing. And you know, for people that are not of the word or of the church or whatever, it might sound like a lot of bullshit, and I dig it. I'm the most skeptical person on earth, especially when it comes to religious people, or like the phrase that I love the most, you know, was coined by our friend Mr. Moody, you know, the kooky Christians or whatever, that are just so of the word that they've lost touch with everyday life. And, you know, so, yeah, bottom line, man, you know, it's, you know, a relationship is a relationship. And whether it's based on religion or whether it's just a secular relationship, for lack of a better word, you have to be 100 coming in the door.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Make her get on those nuts.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a question. So, okay, so when you are dating somebody and you're new and you're dating them and you go out on a few dates, or even, you know, even while you're talking on the phone, you know, getting to know the person. Well, sometimes people lie, okay? Most of the time people lie. They lie. But in the event that you find out that the man that you've been talking to is indeed married, and but he tells you that he is getting a divorce. Oh, but he still lives in the house with the wife. Do you continue to marry? I mean, do you continue to date that man even after you realize that he is still in the house with this woman? He's still married, but he's telling you that they're not getting along. He sleeps in the basement, she sleeps upstairs, but, you know, but the divorce isn't final, so he has to stay there because he can't afford to leave. Ladies, I mean, and gentlemen, like, do you? No, yes.
You want me to take this?
Go
one?
Ahead. Yeah, take.
I mean.
Okay. Do you continue?
Okay. Let me just say it.
Okay.
All right, you fucking whores.
Damn.
Okay. Because that's what you are. You're whores. Stop the bullshit. You're whores. And I'm going to just say that. There's nothing wrong with being a whore. But understand that you're a whore. That bullshit, and you still falling for...
Wait, who's the whore, though? Because to me, it sounds like it's both of them.
Well, I mean, whores are whores. I mean, we're not going
to... No, I mean, but I'm just saying, because it make you... It's, and I'm sorry, excuse me for interrupting you. I just need clarification.
Well, when I said,
because it's making it sound like you're talking about just her.
No, I'm not talking about her. He knows what he's doing.
Okay,
you contributing to what he's doing and believing that bullshit that we're unhappily married, we're sleeping in separate domiciles and everything like that. Let me just say that this again:
bedrooms,
and whatever. Look, if you cannot go to his house, let me say this again for the whores out there. Okay, if you cannot go to this man's house, meet his wife, who's about to be his ex, then guess what? He's still married. That means that you are the other woman. You're playing the whore. Now stop falling for the dumb bullshit. This is 2018 and you still falling for, well, me and my wife, we're separated, but we're living separately. I'm downstairs and she's upstairs and that's the way it is. Stop falling for the dumb shit. I am so sick of hearing this story day after day, year after year, of you dumb whores falling for this.
Can we use another word besides whore? No, I mean, I don't know why that word. I mean, this context is just like, I want to punch you in your eyeball.
I'm going to tell you why you're using this word whore.
No, not you. No,
I'm going to tell you why I'm using this word whore.
Okay.
Because if you still, the key word there, I'm married. I'm not divorced. I'm married. Mm-hmm. And if you're still going along in a situation with a married man, guess what? You're a whore. I don't care how you try to slice it down. I love him and he told me this. No, he's still married. Until he gets that divorce decree, the stating say, hey, I'm no longer married, you're a whore. Mm. I don't care how you have to break it down or how you try to make it sound nice. Stop falling for the dumb shit, ladies. Mm. Come on.
I mean, somebody you might not be friends with
you're,
later.
You're better than this. You are better than this and you need to stop it. But make no mistake about it. You're a whore.
All right.
And there's nothing wrong with being a whore, by the way.
Thank you. What?
Welcome to whores.com. Thank you.
I'm going to have to vehemently disagree. But let me say that. Let me first say this. Be cautious and be careful as you tread in these waters because they're not pure. The water's not pure. It's murky. It's messy. What have you. But guess what? Life happens. Life is for real. And there are people that are in situations that they're not happy with. They thought going in that this was their everything, and they found out after a moment of clarity that it wasn't their happiness, and it's not that, but unfortunately, they're still bound by a piece of paper. Does that mean they're still fucking? No, not necessarily. Does that mean they're still in love? No, not necessarily. On the flip side, are there creeps out here that want their cake and eat it too? Absolutely. So you have to judge your situations. Stop listening to fucking blogs. Stop reading bullshit. Judge your situation for what it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask your friends what they think, what they would do, blah, blah, blah. You have to judge your situation for what it is. And there are situations that unfortunately read just as Sonya described. You know what I'm saying? You're in this relationship. You thought this person was the one you wanted to spend the rest of your life with. And you found out shortly after or down the road that, nah, this ain't it. But unfortunately, everybody out here ain't Rockefeller where I can just pick up and just walk away from this house that maybe we bought for $200,000, but now it's worth fucking $500,000-$600,000. I can't just walk away from this shit and not get what I put in on this. And you know, all types of things that bind you like that are not necessarily love or relationship anymore. So you have to take your situation for what it is. And you have to take your comfort level for what it is. If you can't ride that shit out, then you got to walk away. Doesn't mean the dude's an asshole. Doesn't mean he's a creep. Doesn't mean he's a liar. It just means that you just can't take that right now. And that's fine. If you can't take it, move the fuck on. But it doesn't mean that he's anything less than a child of God. So, you know, if you are going to stay behind, if you are going to stay with him or what have you, keep your eyes wide open. Listen, you know, if things don't feel comfortable, if things don't sound clear, if he can't give you the answers that you need or the comfort that you require, then maybe it's probably not a good situation for you.
I will say I kind of agree. I mean, no, I'm thinking. I'm like, I kind of agree with some of what, you know, B said, and I agree with some of what Sonya said. I do think it is, you do have to make your decision and see what your comfort level is. And there, you know, sometimes people are in those situations where they can't just walk away, you know. Now, granted, somebody could buy you out if they wanted to stay in that house, or y'all could just fucking sell the house and move. I mean, if you bought a $200,000 house and that bitch is worth five, that's a profit. Mm-hmm. So sell it and move on. But there are those people that are, you know, shiesty, and they're like, yeah, well, we're not in love, and I, you know, I'm just living here just because, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you know, you can't go to their house, or they can't hang out for certain periods of time at your house. And it really kind of is like, still seem, and let's even say if there are no kids, let's say there are no kids in this situation, you know, but there's still those weird barriers that are hindering you from going beyond a certain point. You know, and I think a lot of times, whether we're a man or a woman, we, you know, our spidey senses tingle, where you know some shit is like not right, and you know something is shady, but sometimes you just decide to overlook it anyway because you're hoping for the best when the worst is probably going to be the outcome, but you're hoping for the best of the situation anyway, and you just say, eh, I mean, it's somebody to, it's a warm body. I mean, I guess I'll take it any way I can get it. You know, and some people just do that just to do it, you know.
Whores.
I'm not going to say somebody's a whore just because of that. I mean, I'll let you, you know, that's what you decided to use. I'm not going to call somebody a whore just because of that situation. Now, if it was a happy, well, I guess technically, would it be happy? If it was a happy home and let's say the wife had no clue.
Right, that's something different.
You know what I'm saying? That's a totally different situation, you know. And, you know, the wife is like, everything's good, I'm happy, I believe he's happy, and we're doing well, then both of them are, you know, assholes. You know, the cheater and the husband. I mean, not the cheater, but the chick or the dude. Because, I mean, you know, this situation goes both ways. It's right. Not like, you know, we don't know or we've never heard of women being in relationships, you know, that, right. That do that either. But I don't know. I think it really just boils down to, you know, I don't know. I think I felt like somebody said it. Just knowing your worth and deciding, you know, do I want to stay in some situation that's some trash like this, and knowing that this man is never going to get divorced because he's been putting me off for the last 5 years or 10 years saying, oh, I'm getting a divorce. Next thing you know, I mean, granted, shame on me. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. You just can't fool me again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the dummy at that point. If it's like 5-10 years later and I'm still sitting here wishing for this divorce to happen.
You got nice bangs.
Just to sort of expound on what Queen said, and like I said, you know, keep your eyes open, keep your senses sharp. You know, if you're going to decide to stay with this person, look for some of the telltale signs, like,
I have one.
Ooh. I'm not available. I can't, you know, hang with you Valentine's Day.
How about when he gets another phone and that phone is just for you?
That's a fucking player. That's bullshit from the break. Okay. I don't give a fuck if he married, single, or whatever. You playing around with two phones and all that bullshit, that's just garbage anyway.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right. Let's,
now, granted, I do like have
you
a
selling
work,
drugs. You're a fucking piece of shit.
I mean, I do have a work phone,
and I have a work phone too.
Right. So, I mean, I do have two phones.
Right, but they both stay on, and they both, or whatever, and it's not one that's solely for you or whatever. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
But like, for the person that like, yeah, we're not good. We're not together. We're not fucking or whatever. But yeah, I can't be out Valentine's night
right.
For dinner with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Or it's my birthday, but yeah, I can't really rock out with you.
Or I'm going out of town.
Or whatever, right. Or
it's her birthday and we going out of town.
I'm gonna come over.
What?
I'm gonna come over your house, but I gotta leave by like 1:30 to get home.
Right. She works the late shift, so I gotta be home by like
exactly.
Before she get there. What?
You know, let's not be stupid, people. If it's really what it is, you're not gonna have these barriers. you're going to feel like you're really in a relationship, you know, and do the things and move like a relationship can move. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask real quick before we jump out of this. So, okay. So let's say it's not, somehow magically you all figured out it's not a shady situation. But how would you feel though if you could never go to their house?
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Right.
I'm good.
Because let's even say, let's say, let's say if they lived in the basement now and there's a back door, so you technically don't even have to go up on the first floor.
Here's the thing. I don't need to. If the situation is legit, I don't need to go over there.
But how you know it's legit, though?
Again, you have to go by the other things that are given to you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, can they stay over
again?
Weekend and stuff.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all going to go by one, your comfort level, and two, you know, your experience, I guess, in a game or whatever to smell bullshit. Because my thing is this. If I know you're going through a divorce, mm-hmm. divorce in and of itself is already ugly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So me coming over there is not going to do anything but fuck the situation up worse. Why do I need to come and make situations worse than what they are?
Because of all my...
I have a place. Come over to my place.
No, because here's the reason why. Yeah, it's ugly. Divorce is always an ugly thing, unless you got a mutual agreement that, hey, we just reached out in road and we're separating. But if someone's feeding you a line and say, no, I'm clearly divorced and I'm in the basement and she's upstairs, there, you know, I'm sorry. You need to see that for yourself.
There are going to be things that are going to let you know that. That household.
No, that's not necessarily true. I have a friend of mine who... She would say, well, no, because him and his wife are going through a divorce and everything like that. And the reality was that, no, he just had a job that afforded him the opportunity to be absent.
Not saying it doesn't happen.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying is, again, you can't be blind and naive.
Because
there are going to be other things that are going to show you that this person is not.
Oh, yeah.
What or who they say they are.
And I agree with that, but I'm just saying before you get into that situation, and you know, and I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, look, to even get away from that whole situation, to put yourself in that situation, why not just wait? I mean, because to me it's the easiest thing to do is say, you know something, I respect what you're saying, I believe what you're saying, but let's just wait until you're separated and you're in your own space.
So what do you do while you're waiting?
Go fuck somebody else. Shit. I mean, or go out and say whatever.
But who's going to say you're not doing that anyway?
But that's what I'm saying. So that's the case, then wait. I'm just saying I've heard too many situations, too many circumstances that happened where it wasn't the case. And it would be nice and wonderful and fine if people were being honest. That just like Sonya said, people just are dishonest and that's just the way it is. Why not just wait until it's all free and clear? Don't put yourself through that situation.
I think ultimately that's probably the best thing to do.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Just wait until it's all free and clear.
But you know what? I'm going to be so fucking vulnerable and transparent right now. Mm-hmm. At 47, I cannot afford to get in the way of love. And if it means me having to maybe potentially take a risk... And rely on what I've been through mm-hmm. in 47 years maybe not 47, but maybe mm-hmm. fucking 35 or whatever years of dating mm-hmm. and what have you.
But I think that's I think if you've been through that and you've been through the heartache and the pain and all the other bullshit that comes along with dating and being in relationships and being out of relationships, I think you owe it to yourself. If this really is what it really is, I think you owe it to yourself to wait.
I dig it. And I'm with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, a lot of people, and especially the fucking word that just burns me is, I'm a fall back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What the fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fine. If you mean that much to me and I mean that much to you, ride with me as I go through this bullshit. maybe we don't need to fucking go as far as I would like to or whatever. But if you mean that much to me, I'm going to understand that. Right. I'm going to understand that there's probably a boundary in which I can go with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to walk into that situation and just say, oh, it's what? You did what? Okay, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. I can't deal with you. No, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying just walk very cautiously.
And that was my point from the beginning. Right. Walk very cautious. Be cautious. Keep your fucking senses and your radar sharp mm-hmm. about the shit that's in front of you. And proceed.
Because, you know, it's just one of those things I think that, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of bullshit, and like Sonya said, it's like so many people out there just bullshitting you all the time. You know, they're just constantly bombarding you with bullshit.
For no reason.
And I know a joke and it's tongue in cheek what I say about women and everything like that. And it sounds like I'm a misogynist and everything like that, which I am. Okay.
I know it sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke.
Yeah, it's true. I'm a misogynist. But I'm serious, but at the same token,
I really feel for my women out there. It's like, look. Take it from a man that's been through a lot of bullshit and know a lot of shit and done a lot of shit. Just protect yourself. It's like, you know, you've been through this. It's going on and on. You heard your girlfriend go through it. You heard your other friends and other people to go through it. And I get it. You're in love and everything like that. But just protect yourself because after a while, it gets old.
Damn, sometimes you don't even get to the point where it gets to the love part.
Right. It's not even
it's like
love,
you're just hanging out and you realize this is the situation. Right. And it's like you don't, I'm keeping it real, you don't respect yourself enough to be like, you know what? I should probably not put myself in this situation and walk away from it. Because I know this is some trash. But,
I mean, that whole thing about self-worth, really look into that and say, you know something? Look at your self-worth and be realistic about that bullshit.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And a lot of people don't really know it.
Right, and they don't. And the bottom line, like I said, I'm tongue-in-cheek about things. Sounds very cliche, but you really do got to know your self-worth. And I'm telling you, people will put you through any bullshit to get what they want out of you. Mm-hmm. You have to understand what you want out of that person. And more important, what you want out of yourself. And that's just my take.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Ooh. I had some shit for y'all, but I'm gonna hold this for the next show. Cause no, seriously, this is some shit that blew the. Wow.
You don't want to ask it now? I mean, while we here,
I don't got enough time.
Oh, okay. I'm like, while we here, I mean, although, I mean, I know it's late. So, anyway, so we're gonna wrap this show up. I feel like this may generate some feedback. Mm-hmm. You know, hit us up on Facebook. I'm going to try to post some of the questions on Facebook so you can respond to them. But if I forget, charge it to my head, not to my heart. And you can hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com or voicemail 202-750-1437.
One I-D-S.
I love.
That was a big pop.
I'm sorry, did I pop?
You did pop.
This moonshine is sort of.
That joint is for real and shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. God damn.
I wanted to. I put the picture on Facebook. I didn't want to say it was brought to you by because I didn't want to, you know, make it seem like they actually brought it here to us.
They did bring it.
But B brought it, so I should have said it was sponsored by. In way of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ain't your daddy's moonshine.
No, it ain't. You're going to get caught up. Put that joint in the freezer. Mm-hmm. They got caught up.
Like a Slurpee. That should make you want
to turn into like Tim John for all my moonshine watches.
It was a little sweet for me. Yeah, it was too sweet for me. The last one. The first one wasn't bad.
Maybe that's why it went down so easy because it was sweet.
Yeah. The second one was a little too sweet for me.
I'm going to need you to pause that, Diego. Thank you.
He ain't pausing nothing. You don't know his life.
No, you're driving.
Yeah, don't give him no more. We got others to taste too.
Yeah, uh-oh.
All right. Well, that brings us to the close of another episode of the In Deep Show. I'd like to thank a bunch of you that... have tuned in and gave us some thumbs up and was like, hey, appreciate the show, da 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 da. I think you did that for a reason, sort of an icebreaker, just to kind of see how we would respond. But yeah, if there's something on your mind, share it with us. I mean, otherwise, thank you. But if there's something on your mind, you kind of just wanted to kind of feel us out and see how we was going to come back with your, hey, how you doing? I like your show email. I mean, thank you for that, definitely. But if there's something on your mind, rap to us, man. We your big brother, big sister, little brother, little sister, whatever, wherever we fit, we got that. We're going to be that person for you. All like a chat. So, I'm your man, Big B. For Miss Sonia, Diego, and the Queen, this is IDS Extra Dating Sucks. Peace.